Roddy P. Fred Rogan on a Tuesday. Coming at you. Really excited about this guy, Fred. He always makes us feel good and always brings a smile to our face.
Yeah. Not only is he the head basketball coach at UCLA and has the Bruins atop the Pac-12 standings, but he's also a five-time NASCAR champ. So we welcome on Mick Cronin. And Mick, good afternoon.
What's up, guys? How you been?
Wait. You're a five-time NASCAR champ?
Yeah, he is.
I have no idea what's going on with that. You got me on that one.
Thank you. You got me too, Mick. I don't know what Fred's talking about or what Fred's been smoking.
He can't remember the days back in Talladega. He can't remember, but he's always wanted everything he's done, and that's my point. Mick Cronin, Rodney, is a winner.
That was the NASCAR reference right there?
That's right. He's wanted everything. You want to play dominoes, he'll beat you. You want to play checkers, he'll kill you.
Now that, I agree with those. I don't know about NASCAR.
Okay. Yeah, Fred.
That would be tough.
This whole pandemic's got him kind of a little weird, Mick. Sorry about that, Coach.
Hey, Rodney, like you said, you referenced a little bit earlier. I know it's legal out here, so we're not sure what Fred's put up to at lunch.
Oh, Mick, congratulations. Boy, you got him on top of the pack. How you feeling about the team?
We got a bunch of good kids. It's been wild for everybody. From 6 months of being apart, lose our top recruit to the G League, lose our first team all league player to an ACL. But we still got plenty of guys, and they're playing really unselfish. I think we're up to eighth in the country on offensive efficiency. So we put a lot of guys out there that can shoot the ball, so it makes it tough to defend us. And we got a great point guard. He can score, he can pass. He's got the heart of a lion, and his name is Tiger. So we got the components, but the guys are really trying, and we're having fun and making the most out of obviously a very tough situation with playing during the whole pandemic.
Yeah, and Coach, you said you've got a lot of great guys and a lot of shooters and different guys on the court, great point guard. And you guys are doing it kind of by committee because it's a different guy every night that's coming up big for you. What's that like? Do you prefer it that way, or would you prefer to have that one go-to guy or that one or two guys that you just every night you know you can count on it, or have several guys that any given night can go off?
Well, I think that's a great question, and I think the answer is I like it both ways. Here's why I think you got to have multiple guys that can score or you're too easily defended. That being said, Rodney, like I do think, you start talking about winning championships, you may need a guy that's, a top five pick or a top 10 pick, or first team All-American that, the other team just can't stop him, no matter what they do. But you're going to have some guys around that guy. We don't have that guy right now. We got some guys got a chance at professional careers, but we don't have that anybody in the Wooden Award, Naismith Award, that Player of the Year race. But Tiger's improving, and we got guys improving. So. Player development is huge, and especially when you get guys, that aren't one-and-done players. So that's who we are right now. So we're the sum of our parts. We just got to keep using that to our advantage. We got five guys out there that can hurt you, can score the ball at any time. Cody Riley can score it down low. Jalen Hill can block shots and catch lobs. So, we got a lot of different ways we can hurt teams. That has to be our strength because we don't have that one guy that, is just a dominant player.
Mick Cronin, the basketball coach at UCLA with us. Fred Rogan, Rodney Pete on AM 570 LA Sports. Mick, when you got there, I remember some of those early news conferences after games where you were just frustrated and you were talking about the fact that the guys would not buy in. You've asked them, you've worked on it, and they would not buy in. And early on, there were some struggles and some losses. How now have they all bought in? What's the difference?
Well, I would say in fairness to the guys, And you know, the coach offered, you know, they what happened here, so many guys went pro. They just got way too young, way too fast. And all you have to do is look towards Lexington to see what can happen. That is a very dangerous thing. You become way too young, way too fast. Your young guys better not have pro potential. They better be NBA all-star potential. It's just impossible to win with zero returning players and total inexperience because you just don't have guys that know how to compete. They don't know how hard it is. The fallacy of college basketball, because you see a Zion Williamson, or look at Rodney. Like, I'll tell you, to me, Evan Mobley's the first pick in the draft. He's got Anthony Davis potential. But, like, those guys are, like, once-in-a-lifetime players to have on your college team. The 99% of freshmen, even a guy that could get drafted, you know, 15, he may be a better pro in 4 years, but his 1 year in college, he might just be okay. He's not a dominant college player. He's being drafted off of his potential. So it's just people don't realize how hard it is to play college basketball and how many guys have transferred and redshirted and gone to prep school. And, you know, you look at Wisconsin's lineup is older than the Chicago Bulls. I mean, there's just 22-year-old guys all over college basketball that have been coached and trained, and they know how to compete and play hard. It's hard to win if you don't have some of those guys. So my long answer is it just took us time. These guys needed experience, and they needed to take their lumps, and they needed to learn. They've come through on the other side. And, like, you got to look at a guy like on my team, Jules Bernard, you know, went from a guy that took nothing but criticism, and maybe some of it rightly so early in his career, he struggled with turnovers. But look who he is now, and I'll guarantee you a UCLA fan now is thankful he's on our team.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a great point you made, because to try to be a successful program when you don't have returning starters and players, it's hard to get that momentum or even just knowing mannerisms and body language from players. And I know how important that is just from the guys that you play with. So it's got to be challenging, especially in college sport, especially now. I mean, even we're dealing with the pandemic, but when you look at the pack, Coach, and a lot of people kind of dismiss the West Coast and Pac-12 right now, but when you look at it, and you know you guys are playing well, Oregon's playing well, even USC is playing well, what do you think about the strength of the Pac-12 right now?
We're up against it this year. First of all, the West Coast bias I learned coming to UCLA is real. You'd always heard about it. And obviously you're aware of the time zone, the change, and, you know, the East Coast bias, and it's just the fact of what time Sports Center is and what time our games are played. But this year, the pandemic really put us all behind the eight ball because, if you're USC, you got a great young team, and to get a game, to get a good non-league game, you got to go all the way to the Mohegan Sun Casino and Resort in Connecticut. And by the way, you go all the way to – guess who you play when you get there? Connecticut. So, you know, I don't know about you guys, but in my book, that's a road game, and you lose a close one, okay? And that's your only loss, right? So, it's one of your two losses. So, then you're Arizona State. You got to get some games. So you go to the Mohegan Sun. Okay, you got to play Villanova on the East Coast. Okay, now you're Colorado. You need a good game. You got to go to Tennessee to get it. Good luck. You know, they're in the top 15. You know, you're UCLA, you got to get a good game. So you start your season at San Diego State without two of your key guys, and then you go to Ohio to play Ohio State. You're Stanford. You're going to Maui, you got the advantage. You're in Maui. Nope, now it's in Asheville, North Carolina for Stanford, and they got to play North Carolina in North Carolina. Road game. They lose in the last second. So it's just been brutal. You know, all of our quality games, non-league this year, were on the East Coast, except for we got Marquette to come here, and obviously we won. So it's a huge disadvantage. And then, you know, you lose a game if you're a Pac-12 team, and you'll be out of the top 25. You know, other teams, they'd have to lose four in a row to drop out. So yeah, I agree with you, Rodney. I think USC's playing unbelievable right now. I'm sure they would say that about us. Now, we both haven't played as many road games as some of the other teams. Oregon's tremendously athletic. Stanford's got a great team. They've had injuries. And Colorado is just a tough out. I mean, they wanted SC. They got a great point guard. They got veteran play, and they're tremendously well coached. So, I mean, to me, those five right now, Arizona State's talented, but they've struggled. But everybody's dangerous when the ball goes up in the air.
Yeah, you talked about, you got to go to Asheville, North Carolina. You got to go to the Mohegan Sun Casino, which I've been to, by the way, for a boxing match many years ago. But it got me to thinking, during this pandemic, Mick, I mean, what's it really like on a day-to-day basis, making sure the testing, everybody's where they need to be, trying to make sure everybody follows guidelines? What's that been like?
Well, fortunately, again, I give my players the credit. Their maturity's been unreal. I think we're the only team in Southern California in Division I basketball that hasn't had a COVID pause or a positive test since we started in September. So a lot of credit goes to my players. The hardest job is your trainer, because instead of just worrying about keeping your players healthy, he's got to make sure we get them all here early every day. It's not what time is practice anymore. Like Rodney, you always said, what time is practice, coach?
Yeah.
Now it's what time is testing? What time are we COVID testing? Because then practice will start about an hour and a half after when we get the all clear from the test and we test every day. It's just a different life. I miss the team meals, laughing with the kids. We're on the road. We go get our food in the ballroom. We all get our food in a bag and go back to our room and eat alone. We've tried to just stay as cautious as we can as a team, as a staff, and sacrifice so we can keep playing because the kids want to keep playing. But now we've got Stanford this Saturday. I mean, look, their home court's in Santa Cruz. I mean, they can't even go back to campus. So it's been a lot harder for West Coast teams, especially California teams.
Final question. All right, maybe getting a little ahead of ourselves. I don't think we are. We'll talk about the NCAA tournament. It's going to be conducted in a somewhat bubble-like atmosphere in and around Indianapolis. Do you like that idea?
I'd like it a lot better if it was in L.A. or Vegas or Phoenix. again, all the West Coast teams are going to be at a disadvantage. But, look, here's what I would say. I think there's just been too much criticism. The kids want to play. Our guys are—they desperately want to play. I mean, this is everything they've worked for their whole life. So I'm thankful to everybody that has doing everything they can to help our kids play. How about officials, referees that got to get—that are running around getting COVID tested, traveling, trying to make sure they stay negative. Dan Gavitt, who runs the NCAA tournament 24/7, I know him. We work together in the Big East. I mean, the time and effort that they're putting into this NCAA tournament, making sure it can happen safely. Everybody says, well, they have to, the money. Well, I mean, that's all great, but at the end of the day, so all I care about is our kids. Hopefully we make it. Let's get in it. Because you don't want to go 2 years in a row with a tournament wiped out. I mean, that's just horrible for these players. So there's just a lot of people from our training staff to the people that could come in and clean our practice facility every night. And there's just a lot of people putting in a lot of effort. So I'd rather be on the West Coast, Fred. But, hey, man, we just want to have an NCAA tournament. And I think, America wants us to have one so they can have their brackets and everybody can laugh and enjoy things, man. We can all quit. The left can quit judging the right. The right can quit judging the left. Watch some basketball, man, and be a little bit more compassionate and have some fun.
Nothing wrong with that. Bruins take on Cal Thursday at 6 p.m. You'll hear the pregame show at 5:30 right here on AM 570 LA Sports. Mick, love having you on. Really do. Thanks for doing this today.
Guys, I enjoyed it, man. One of these days, we're gonna do a live show from some restaurant or something.
Love it.
You're on.
All right, guys. Take care.